everyone. It's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Today, let's talk about checking your guilt load. So stick around. Welcome back, everyone. Let's have a show of hands on who has made a mistake before. Anyone? I'm not the only one. Right, we've all made mistakes. Oh my God, if you knew how many mistakes I've made in my life, you'd ask, what the heck am I listening to him for? See, I understand that the person I am today is because of everything in my life. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The amazing, beautiful, brilliant, talented, whole person I am today is a result of everything. Let me stop there for a second. Did you hear how I talk about myself? Amazing, beautiful, brilliant, talented, and whole. I'm trying to teach you here. So we've all made mistakes and will continue to. It's important to recognize them, learn from them, try not to repeat them, and most importantly, don't live in regret of them. Focusing on a mistake or a regret with emotion will manifest into more, even stronger thoughts of regret and reasons for regret, and manifest into the physical. This is the law of attraction. Nothing, I don't care what you have done, will prevent you from moving forward this day and living the life of your dreams. Nothing. Oh, wait a minute. There is one thing. If you keep replaying that mistake or story over and over in your head, reliving that error, reliving that regret, reliving that misjudgment or mistake of yours or another's, your life cannot get better. So you'll have to decide what is more important, living in regret of the past or moving forward in great love and light, creating the life of your dreams. You cannot live in regret and hope at the same time. You'll have to choose. In this regard, and maybe even more powerful or limiting, we are not our father's keeper. Now, for me, this example is about my dad. But for you, it could be about anyone. Anyone that has maybe let you down. Anyone that has not loved you the way you feel you should be loved. Anyone that has not lived the truth of who you thought they were. My father was a parole officer for the state of Minnesota. He was raised by an abusive mother and had very, very limiting parenting skills. And worse, he himself was very verbally abusive and sometimes physically abusive to my mother and us kids. My father passed away years ago. But for much of my early and middle adult life, when he was still alive, I actually lived in shame of the way he acted, shame by some of the choices he made. I was in constant pain around the thought of my father because he didn't live up 100% to what my idea of a father or husband should have been. It took me years, really until I was in my mid-30s, to finally let it go. Let him live his life without me correcting, criticizing, or feeling completely embarrassed. See, I had to recognize that he was doing the best he could with the skills he had. I didn't necessarily have to forgive him for anything. I had to forgive myself for allowing his mistakes to control a large piece of my life. I had to forgive myself for allowing his mistake to take away my peace, my ability to love, my ability to be loved, my ability to live fully, my ability to hang out with friends without guilt after my father continually embarrassed or belittled me in front of them for years. So how do we stop these stories from running in our head? We need to harness our distracted mind. When a story or memory pops up, we need to immediately stop and change our thought. If you're driving to work and think of a past regret of yourself or another, immediately change your thought. Oh, a new restaurant went into that space. What a great logo. Or, I can't believe I'm hitting every green light. Anything to interrupt the story and not allow it to play in your head. You know, with enough interruptions, the story will eventually stop. You will have taken control of your distracted mind so many times that eventually it'll say, Uncle, and move way into the past, allowing you to move forward with your life in full confidence, with intention to create the life of your dreams. Check your guilt load, and let's leave some of that on the side of the road where it belongs. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing this message with a friend. I know you'll have a great day.